right, well, welcome, everyone. This is what I affectionately call... This is an odd Thursday night for us, so we have...
Aren't all Thursday nights odd?
Odder than usual Thursday nights. That's right, because this is our practice night, although we're not actually playing on Sunday, because we have the... We have a gospel group coming in. Gospel trio
that's
coming
not us.
In. And it's not us. That's right. So I'll be busy with sound, and actually I'm worship lead, too, actually.
Everyone,
this is what I affectionately call... This is an odd Thursday night for us, so we have...
Wow, that's weird hearing you say that again.
This is what happens when I forget to mute things. People get to hear it twice. So if you didn't hear it the first time, I want you to make sure you heard it the second time. Anyway, who's rolling in here? Todd Truman's on here. Karen Riley's on here. Awesome. Awesome. Great you guys could hang out here with. Yeah, did it twice. So I'll probably get to hang out on the banjo pretty much most if not every song. Which will be fun. We're just kind of picking it. So I call this BLT Thursday. This is Bruce Loves Thursday. So a lot of these songs here are all about Bruce. All right, Bruce has a number of songs that he said, I'd like to play this song or I'd like to play that song. And of course, I managed to sneak a couple in. Brandon snuck one or two in here. So whenever, let's see. Ready there, Bruce? We got sound coming out of you, Bruce. There.
After 4 years of asking, you finally
figured it out.
Got a certain song in there. I'll leave it to.
Yeah. We'll wait till we get to that one. We'll wait till we get to that one. Okay, no
Four
words.
4 years
no
have led up to this night.
That's right. No words on the screen tonight, and two reasons for that. One, Emily was making the PowerPoint for the other, for the Sunday stuff, which turns out she didn't have any words for that either. Plus, we had no clue what order we were going to be playing these songs in. So.
And we still don't know.
We probably still don't know anyway, but anyway.
I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Look away beyond the blue. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Great.
Some glad morning when this life is over. Now
fly away
to a home on God's celestial shore.
I'm
hoedown in tonight, huh? Having a lot of fun. I see, who else is joining? Michelle's hanging out with us. Sometimes Edge is with us. Gary's hanging out. Hef, Holly's with us. Stephanie, Greg Spears, Danny's with us. Welcome. 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 All. If you have any prayer requests, go ahead and leave them here for us, too. I'll be writing those down as I see them. We'll get a little short little message and some prayer stuff going on, too. Try this one here, Brandon. Maybe in the suite. We got to get our paper bass player back in. That's right. You don't trust a computer. I understand that. I totally understand that. Because it's a computer is made by man. No, it's all good. Okay, so we're not going to be doing any Christmas songs tonight, at least not on purpose, unless somebody breaks into one. Why? Yeah, just because. You know, it's a Christmassy season. Everybody's hearing that. And when I was posting this on Facebook, I was kind of promoting it for people. Say, hey, come on. Come and listen to some music. No Christmas stuff. Everybody.
Well, if they didn't decide to play it around, I don't know, September, it seems.
Well, that's true. Yeah, they keep playing Christmas. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, Halloween, they start playing Christmas stuff? I mean, come on now. All right, we got to find a tempo that doesn't scream, okay? So are you going to set this for us here, Brandon?
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest.
In the sweet
by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
In the sweet by and by,
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Hey, it's Thursday night. It's practice night. Shoot, we're not even really practicing for anything. We're just kind of hanging out.
It's not a practice night.
This isn't even practice. It's just we're just having a good time. Who else has rolled in here with us? No one. Okay, that's fine. So, it's all good. Don't come strolling. Remember, got any prayer requests? Share them with us. We're going to go ahead and lift it up. Let's just skip past.
Okay.
That's at least this version, anyway. Uh-huh. I've got the other one. You want to? Did you want to do? We didn't practice this one, but did you? You think? Bruce, you think Bruce is up with it? Does he have the chords for it? For Mountaintop?
We didn't get to practice it with the bass.
We didn't get to practice this one with the bass, but... But it's a popular song. Okay, so you know I like to put Christian lyrics to a lot of different songs. And this is... I does. You know, we need to know that. Quit it. Okay, so this is one I actually did quite a while back, and it's actually... we haven't really done it. I don't even know if we ever... Have we ever officially done it here, Brandon?
Never done it here.
Yeah, okay. I don't think we have. But this is actually... The lyrics on this, I actually kind of well, really use as my testimony, because I've shared before how I endured years of anxiety and all the junk. And so I took the song Rocky Top, and we call him this Mountaintop. And it's in a key that sounds much better with Brandon singing it, so Brandon's going to sing this. Believe me, it'll be fun, because it always is. As long as Bruce is when Bruce is ready. And out, 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 out. So this is cool, because I could set the tempo on this. How fast do you think you can sing this?
As fast as you want to play it.
Ready to Bruce?
It's your wrist.
It's my wrist. That's very true.
Once I stood up on a mountain with my Jesus, yeah. Don't recall that climb up mountain, Jesus carried me there. Life was fear and stress and worry, it sure was wearing me.
We survived.
Hey.
Too. We survived too. Oh, look, I don't think we lost anybody. Not even picked up.
We gained
a few.
Two. We gained two.
Kelsey's joined us, and Chip is hanging out. Pam's watching. Todd's giving us his applause thing. Thank you. And
Chip. It's Chip, yep, the percussionist.
Chip, yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Chip the percussionist. Yes, not the drummer. He moved from drummer to percussionist, and then he moved away. So he just keeps elevating. He's moving up. Dave Sarver's with us. Jackie. Jackie's Santiago's with us also. And I'm elated Jackie's watching, actually, because Jackie has a neat testimony. She was having a rough way to go, but she's got awesome blessings happening now.
I'm starting to wonder.
It is neat.
You said he moved up. He went from percussionist to drummer.
And then away.
What's up? Above drummer? In bass?
I can tell you what's above drummer. Hilton Head.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Hey, come on now. Where would you rather be right now? Here or in Hilton Head? Trick question. Maybe Chip will answer that for us. Hopefully he's still watching. And Chip will tell us if he regrets moving to Hilton. He won't. He won't regret it. Why would he? Especially this time of year. Which one are we moving into here next? I do. Oh, actually, yeah, I probably should, shouldn't I? I knew I'd wrap my bass for some reason. Okay, now Bruce, you got to tell about this one, because this is one that Bruce wrote in 2016. Losing track of years. So that's about 3 years ago now, right, Bruce? Okay. Called Just Broke. And I suspect... it's about the time you're broke with that cancer garbage. Okay. All right, because actually as I'm reading this, and again, these songs we're just kind of just doing as we go along here. We had thrown a couple things together, but nothing. That's why we don't have any words on the screen for you. Plus, we're not doing any of these on Sunday, because we're not playing on Sunday. We have a gospel group coming in on Sunday. So we get, what are they, in football, this would be a bye for us, wouldn't it? This would be a bye. Gosh, I haven't touched the bass all night. I wonder if I... All right, excuse me for bad notes already.
Oh, okay. Okay, I know you got to stay right on it. When we turn on the TV at night, the first thing we probably see, people hurting.
Love it, Bruce. Love it.
We don't get the chance to say we have many original songs here. Wow, you're tall.
Imagine how I feel when I get over there.
You want to stand under this?
Under.
Pretty close.
I accept all most challenges.
I was going to say change this light bulb.
All right, so Brandon and I have been noodling. Okay, this next song we've got, we doing Old Home next?
Yeah.
Okay, so this next song we're going to have some fun with is just that. And I originally heard this
nothing
song.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Are we doing this on three or four?
Three.
Okay, so when I first heard this song, actually, believe it or not.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, you definitely weren't born yet. But I didn't even hear this on the radio. The first time I heard this song was actually done by a very good friend of mine, Mark Kingsbergen, in high school. And Mark was really good for memorizing long songs. As a matter of fact, Mark actually has the 22-plus minute song Alice's Restaurant totally memorized.
That's impressive.
He's an engineer at General Electric, so he's got he certainly took advantage of all that he had. But anyway, so this is something that Brandon and I I'd always kind of toss into Brandon's lap, and we just did little snippets. And we're finally going to do the whole thing. So this is done by C.W. McCall. Do you guys remember the song Convoy? Because we got a mighty convoy. Anyway, C.W. McCall, he's a Breaker 1-9. Remember, he talks over the music in the background. Well, this is C.W. McCall, this is how he does it. He talks with music in the background.
Blues.
So take it there,
do you want to turn this back down from heaven?
Oh, yeah.
Head up. I'm a little louder.
That's right. So if we got any truckers out here, any trucking type folk, who else has joined us? Ed's joined us. Ed Kaiser's joined us. Cool.
We got one right here.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, if you want to come up and wave to the people on Facebook, please do. Because this is dedicated to you then, Ed. How's that? Dedicated to.
Let's see. We don't have anybody named Ed in the song, do we?
No, okay. We will. old Ed. Old Ed's my dog.
Well, Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Slum. Old Slum's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler, 10 on the floor, and a stereo. Made a trip. The sign says eating gas now. We decided to whip in and pick up some chow at the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Truck Cafe.
The Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Truckin'.
The Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Truckin'.
The Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Truckin' Cafe.
Now, I've been every place between here and South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two. But this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. This filled my tank. I said, thank you, honey. Name was Mavis. I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching, wagging, and wishing. I says, you wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside. She says, what'll it be? I says, a cup of your best. Now, number three. Come back with an order to go and a quart of hot sea. Bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged. Old Sloan gave a bark, left her a buck, and he left his heart. The Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Trucking Cafe.
Everybody, oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Trucking. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Trucking. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Trucking Cafe.
Well, Saturday night we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on a getting up of my courage. That's a night. Well, I popped the clutch, gave the tranny a spin, took the Beaver Town ramp, and I slid on in to the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Trucking Cafe.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Trucking. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Trucking.
It never closes.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Trucking Cafe.
Well, I got me a stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. I says, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan? Just had the truck wash. She allowed us how it sounded like a lot of fun, but we had to wait until the dishes were done. Was it all right if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, it took a drive-in theater over by Pixie to see True Grit. Saw the Late Lake Show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hauled him on back to the Old Home Filler Up, Keep On Trucking Cafe.
Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Trucking. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up and Keep On Trucking. Oh, the Old Home Filler Up.
for us.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on trucking. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on trucking. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on trucking.
They got a real nice place there.
That's just a fun song. My golly. That's just a fun song. Okay. Okay, yeah.
The next challenge is to memorize that.
Obviously, we enjoyed it more than everybody else, but that's okay. We enjoyed it, so there. All right. So I get to go, you're doing this in four, right?
We're going from trucks to trains now.
Trucks to trains is right. Actually, you need trains, to tell a little bit of the story about that, because you did a little research on the old home filler up and keep on a trucking cafe. You need to share that, well, how close you were. And
yeah, I was... I've known the song since he started nagging me about it 4 years ago or so.
Uh-huh.
And we took a little trip out west over the summer, out through South Dakota and such. And before tonight, I thought, well, I'm going to look to see if this is a real place. It is a real place. Out in Pigza, Iowa. We were about 20 miles from it. And the fact that I didn't stop to get a bite to eat at the old home filler up and keep on trucking cafe means I'm about to have the most expensive lunch here soon when I drive out to Iowa.
Via New Orleans, right?
Yeah, via New Orleans, yeah. I feel like I'm doing an offering here.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cops, 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no names, freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of a rusted automobile. Singing, good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call City of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. I'm dealing cards with old men in my club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters, the sons of engineers, ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Sing, good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call City of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. At the time, City of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi dog is rolling down to the sea. And all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. The passengers will please refrain. This train has got those disappearing railroad blues. America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm a train they call the City of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Do it again.
Singing. Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm that train that calls City of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
It's fun when you have control of them for that brief second.
Briefly is right. Briefly is right. Who else I see? Ed's joined us. Matt's joined us. Welcome, guys. Welcome. Welcome. That's right. We do. We got one in the house and one elsewise. Okay. So, which one are we jumping over to here, Brandon? Did we look at that one? Let's see if I can get my software to talk to me right. Fortunately, I made it. What does it say? I'll tell you what it says. It says yes, you saved it, so it's actually on here. Which one? Mid, okay. With the original lyrics?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, it's all about you, because I don't have the original lyrics in front of me.
Got it on the card show document.
Oh, this will be fun, doing this with banjo. I've not done this with banjo. This could be fun.
I've not done it on acoustic before. We are learning tonight, folks. Have you played drums before?
I haven't done it on the bass.
He hasn't done it on the bass either.
I bet he has. This
is
gonna be fun.
This is a learning experience. Well, you wake up this morning. You hear the work bell ring. Well, they march you to the table. You see the same old thing. There ain't no food upon the table. There ain't no pork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You'll get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven loving light on me. Now yonder comes this rosy. How the world did you know? She wears her apron and the clothes she wore. Umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She come to see the governor. She wants to free her man. Oh, let the midnight special shine the light on me.
Midnight special, shine a light on.
We made it.
That was a hoot. Okay, what else did you have in mind there, Bruce? This is BLT, Bruce Loves Thursday. Oscar has joined us. Welcome, Oscar.
Marshall Tucker?
Well, that'd be different. Sure.
Decisions, decisions. Whoa. Marshall Tucker or the Eagles?
Oh, there's a couple of head nods.
I see a head nod.
There's a couple of head nods. You got the base covered for the Peaceful there? Peaceful. You got that one, Bruce? You should. It's the same pattern. Cool. Good. Oh, I only have church lyrics. That's all I have, but you can do original if you've got original. You do. Amazing Grace. And okay, this
surprise,
is...
Surprise, because it so was in the car show list. These are,
oh, that is surprising, actually.
I think that was the first time we did the church, and second time we did the original.
All right, Bruce... Somebody set rhythm here. So this is the Amazing Grace lyrics.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, I know you won't let me.
Good song.
He's
lazy
billing
song.
With banjo on it.
Usually by the time we get to the last verse, I'm thinking, when we've been here for 10,000 verses.
Verses, yeah. David Reeves and Mark Wilson has joined us. That's awesome. Any other ones you want to do, Bruce? Oh, Bruce is picking another. Strange Name? Strange Name?
I've never heard of that song.
Oh, Soul Shine. Soul Shine, yeah.
Kimbo 3, Brandon? If that's the cover, yeah.
This is cool. I've never done banjo for Soul Shine either, so I'm getting all kinds of exciting things for this. Of course, you might be wishing I've never done banjo either. I said might be. All right, remember, those of you who join us, we're taking prayer requests, so type them in your comments. This might be our last song here.
You can't find the light that got you through the cloudy days. When the stars ain't shining bright, you feel like you lost your way. When most candlelights of home burn so very far away. Oh, you gotta let your soul shine, just like my daddy used to say, soul shine. It's better than the sunshine. It's better than the moonshine. Don't you better than the rain? Now keep up, don't mind. We all feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine, shine till the break of day. I grew up thinking that I had it made, gonna make it on my own. I can take the strongest man and make him feel so alone. Now it's when I feel a cold wind blowing through my aching bone. I think back to what my daddy said. He said, "Boy, in the darkness before the dawn, let your soul shine better than the sunshine. It's better than the moonshine. The dawn show better than the rain." Now people don't mind. We all feel this way sometimes. Gotta let your soul shine, shine till the break of day. Sometimes a man can feel this emptiness like a demon robbed him of his very soul. A woman to God knows she can feel like this. And when your world seems cold, you gotta let the spirit take control. Talk about soul shine. It's better than sunshine, better than the moonshine. So now it's your better than the rain.
BLT. BLT, Bruce Loves Thursday. Well, I don't have that music, but you can play it.
I forgot what it was.
I'll look on yours. Or do you have it up? Oh, I can bring it up. Okay, that's we'll make us our last one. Let's see. Well, if you want to find the chords. Oh, I got to look in the right thing. Because we're in a high place.
Appropriate house for that. Nothing will ever beat playing it at your event, though. That was fun.
Tom has memories. Brandon has memories.
I have memories. That was fun. Here, I can move that.
I'm not doing the B flat.
You're not doing the B flat diminished seven? Heck, I don't even know the right way to play that chord. I just do what sounds right.
Blame it all on my roots, ashamed of the truth that my life has come to be. Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. I saw the surprise of the love in his eyes. Then I took his hand in mine. He said to me, this is the way to be free, so I'll never complain. I've got friends in high places where my Jesus shines, and his joy chases my blues away. Yes, I was wrong. I really belong to Jesus. He's been there before. God became man. He walked on this land and he showed me what to live for. I didn't mean to cause a big scene. He gave me forgiveness and then I'll be as high as that heavenly tower that he's living in. Cause I've got friends in high places where my Jesus shines, and his joy chases my blues away. I was wrong. I really belong now to Jesus. He's been there before. I became man. He walked on his land and he showed me what to live for. I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just wait till I finish this song. Sweetness it stills and bringing new kind of thrills as we sing along. Cause I got a friend in high places where my Jesus shines, and his soul chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. this, I've got a friend in high places.
One more for the road. Okay. Oh, Mountain Railroad. Cool. Okay, Mountain Railroad. True, Mountain Railroad. That's a lot of fun. Life is like a mountain railroad. I see Julia's joined in. Peter, where'd you go? Where'd Stevie go? Anyways, friends, you're there. Peter's joined with us. Welcome, Peter.
Things come full circle. That's
prayer request.
Started with this rhythm, we're going to end with this rhythm.
Life is like a mountain railway with an engineer's brain. We must make this unsuccessful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curves that fills the tunnels. Never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Oh, blessed Savior, there to guide us till we reach that blissful shore where the angels wait to join.
Trial, you will cross that bridge of life. See that Christ is your conductor on this blinding train of life. Always mindful of obstruction, do your duty, never fail. Keep your hand upon the
That's all, folks. They need to fire us more often.
All right, Peter, I got your prayer request written down here. We're going to lift that up here in a short while here. We will share a brief message. Anyway, a lot of fun. This is kind of the I call it noodling.
The do whatever we want day.
There you go. Okay, let's see. See how we can do with this. That wasn't smart. Switching microphones is always a good time. Oh, you know something? Ha! Guess what? I forgot to set up here before I walked over. I forgot to grab my Bible. Hate when that happens. I don't need this. Ah. Looks like Francis has joined us. Welcome. Just finished up some music here. You can listen to all this later. It's all been recorded. Okay, so as I mentioned, this is Thursday's different for us because it was just kind of a fun Thursday. We didn't have anything specific to practice for. So here we are. Special music, special guests, special everything. All right, I got to bring this up on the phone because the tablet doesn't do a good job of showing what's scrolling past here. And one more thing I forgot to grab. All right, everybody got all the Christmas shopping done? No?
By Star Wars, Make Star Wars Great Again.
You make what you say? Or you Make Star Wars Great Again? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're actually a lot of disgruntled Star Wars fans now are making Star Wars related.
Okay. Star Wars fans are making Trump-related stuff? That's funny.
Yes,
okay.
And we already know how the movie
ends. That's right. All right. Well, one of the couple reasons that we ended up doing music the way we did, I know I've been talking to Bruce a while about just having some fun. Here's Bruce. I thought you were over there. And so, good. Thanks, Bruce, for being our inspiration for this and picking that. We had a lot of fun. Lots of fun. Like Brandon said, we need other people to come in on Sundays more often so we can just have fun. Of course, we can come in any day of the week and have more fun. But well said. Bruce says we haven't done it since last night, and that's very true. I had Bruce and Brandon and I were up at Darrtown United Methodist Church. There's a men's group up there. They call themselves the Fishermen. Five men that sing. We were the minnows. Yeah. So we were accompanying that. We were playing music for them, and it was a good time. We had a real good time. So actually, that same group, well, part of that same group is going to be with us on Saturday. We're going to be at the Emmaus Gathering at Cornerstone United Methodist Church over there on 747 at 7 p.m. on Saturday, around 7 p.m. You can watch it live and come visit. It's open to everybody. Always chicken there and all kinds of other fun stuff. I'm just going to leap right to see where God takes me in the New Testament here. Whoa, look at this. John 17, the title of this one, it says, Jesus Prays for Himself. This is that time of year, you know, where a number of us we're excited, right? It's an exciting, especially in the youth, the excitement of presents and all the getting to do all the fun things, and as we get older, you know, that kind of morphs more just to be able to spend some time with people that many times live right next door, and you only see them a couple times a year, and of course a lot of people do through the traveling and that. But on the flip side of it, there's also people that this is a very rough time of year, for them, for different reasons. They may have lost a loved one around this time of year, or you know what I'm talking about. And or just the loneliness aspect of it, you know, because they see everyone else talking about they're doing this and doing that, and that's actually is one of the reasons I specifically wanted to be here on Thursday. We didn't have to do anything on Thursday. I could have just canceled it and we could have gone on, but I really feel especially this time of year it's good for the people here and for the people out, you know, through Facebook, because Jesus is that peace. But you know, when we're living in this world and we're just so focused on our misery, It's a hard thing for somebody to hear any words spoken to you, and sadly for some people, when they even just hear the word Bible, You know, it can be a negative form because of different things over the years that's messed with them. So let me tell you, that for the people then that have that, I've got to just give great news for you. God is love. God is love. For God so loved the world, right? He sent his only son. You know, so here he sends Jesus. He sends Jesus to be the sacrifice for us. Remember the song, How Many Kings? Right, Brandon? How many kings? You know, how many kings have laid down their sons? How many have done that? We've only got one, right? We've only got one. And there's great peace of that. Let's see what talks about how Jesus prays for himself. John 17. So after Jesus said this, actually I should double back here a little bit. Let me catch the tail end of John 16 here, where Jesus was Jesus is actually speaking to the disciples. And one of you recall Jesus would speak in parables, right? So a lot of things were recorded when Jesus was in public. He would speak in parables or riddles, if you will. And that was prophesied. Isaiah prophesied that, you know, that Jesus essentially would speak in that fashion so that only the people that God wished to reveal, the Jews specifically at this point, the only people that reveal could be able to understand. So at this point, so that's what's happening in 16. Jesus had just told some parables. And then Jesus' disciples said, now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. So Jesus is now clearly explaining to them is what's happening prior to 17 where that. And he says, now we can see that you, meaning Jesus, know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God. Now this excites Jesus. Jesus says, you believe at last. Can you? I mean, think about Jesus now. Jesus has been talking and sharing and preaching. And at this point, you finally get it. Isn't it? You know, that cool moment, right? For those of us who are parents, that cool moment where the child has been on the teeter-totter and on the bike, you know, for so long, and all of a sudden, bang, they just get on there and they got it. So Jesus is excited. You believe at last, Jesus answered, but a time is coming and has come when you will be scattered. So Jesus, of course, predicting what's going to happen. You know, when he goes to the cross, how the disciples will be scattered. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. And that's key for a lot of the people that are really struggling this time of year, to know that in Jesus, in this world, you will have trouble. We know that. But take heart. Jesus says, I have overcome the world. Now this is John 17 where Jesus prays for himself. So after Jesus said that, I've overcome the world, he looked to heaven and prayed. And he said, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son so that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. So all those that God had brought to Jesus, right? All those that they have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on the earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And I can hit the pause button there. That's verse 4. I have brought you glory on the earth by completing the work you gave me to do. God has a calling for each one of us, right? We've got sins where we blatantly know, yep, I shouldn't do that, but we end up doing it. Then we have the sins where we know we should have done something, we didn't do it. Sins of commission, sins of omission, right? And of course, we're human. God knows this. But the point on that, remember, when we complete the work that God has assigned to us, that brings him glory. That's why I have a firm belief that for a Christian, and let me be more specific, for a believer, and let me be even more specific, we all start as an agreeer. We have to make a conscious choice. Okay, I agree that Jesus is the Son of God. I agree that Jesus died for my sins. I agree that I'm a sinner. We become a believer when we walk out the commands of Jesus, when we're loving others, when we're taking action. Most people, most Christians are simply agreeers. They'll go to heaven. They'll go. Because they've declared it, they agree. But the believers, Jesus talks about storing up our treasures in heaven for people that are taking action. God does have places of different levels through heaven in that, different places to elevate. So he's saying that. He said, I'm giving you glory because I completed the work you do. So verse 5 of, uh,
of John 17. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world began. So Jesus now Jesus is just so good with all this, right? He's excited about the disciples are finally getting it. He's made his declarations, you know, God, I'm doing everything that you've assigned to me to bring you glory. And then Jesus does this. He prays for his disciples. Now, think about this. The Son of God praying for all you guys, for all of us. I revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me. And they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. And I gave them the words that you gave me, and they accepted them. Now that's huge, all right? Accepting the word of God. Not rejecting the word of God, accepting it. And, as I mentioned before, taking action, right? They know with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I just love that line. Jesus, so he's praying specifically for his disciples at this time. He said, I am not praying for the world. Now check that out, right? Jesus isn't praying for the whole world at this point. He said, but those you have given me. So that includes all of us, all right? For those you've given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And the glory has come to me through them. And I will remain in the world no longer. But they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. So Jesus knew, okay, he says, okay, guys, I'm out of here. You know, but I'm going to pray for you. Because you believe me, you're going to need it. You're going to need it because the devil's going to be working hard. Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me. So right now, Jesus is saying, okay, the name above all names. And to be specific, the name that was actually spoken on the tongues in the Hebrew tongue is Yeshua, all right? And then there's many other names, as you've heard, for different ways to glorify God. But specifically, at this point, the name you gave me, Yeshua, all right? And the name above all names, Yeshua Christ Jesus. So that they... I got to reread that. Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. And while I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. Now, how awesome is this name, right? Jesus is really saying, hey, check this out. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, meaning Judas, the traitor, okay? So that scripture would be fulfilled. And I am coming to you now. But I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy in them. Isn't this awesome? Jesus is praying to God. He said, look, give them my joy. And you remember in the Old Testament, we had Elisha, all right? Elisha was the protege to him, and Elisha wanted the teacher, Elijah. He went and said, when you die, I want to have your mantle, all right? And the mantle essentially is the gifting from God. And so he said, hey, if you're there when I die, you shall have it, all right? So sure enough, remember, he's taken up in a world. He didn't actually die. He's transfigured straight into heaven. So a whirlwind comes, and he goes up, all right? And, of course, what's left is mantle, right? So Elisha picks up his mantle. Now, one of the things I didn't mention that happens on his way there, you remember on the way there was water that they had to cross, and Elijah took his mantle and smacked the water. Waters parted. They walked. So Elisha then now has the mantle, comes back to the water, opens up. How cool is this? Now there's an extra little tidbit that goes with this. He asked for a double blessing. Elisha asked of Elijah, he said, I want a double portion. So Elijah, recorded in the Bible, had 16 recorded miracles. A raising of a dead child and a number of other things. The fulfilling of the oils. Remember in the olive jars and that for the provision for the woman? So when Elisha died, and he died a physical death, when Elisha died, his bones were thrown into a pit, a cave, wherever they would put the bones. But at that point, he had 31 recorded miracles. Now remember, God is always true to his word. So you kind of catch it. You're doing your math real quick, right? And thinking, wait a second, we're off by one, right? So later it's recorded that there was a man who was killed in a battle, and they were in a hurry. So they took the man and they threw it into the tomb of Elisha's bones. When the man hit Elisha's bones, he was resurrected. He came back to life. 32. Is the God good? He's a God of justice. He's a God of planning. He's a God of accuracy. I love all that stuff. So for those of you who are you're feeling like you have no hope, there is hope. There's hope. There's hope in Christ. So just right now, just close your eyes, relax, and just ask God. Say, God, I want your peace. I want this thing that I hear Greg speaking about right now that's coming out of the Word, coming out of the Word of God. Because God is our perfect peace. Absolute perfect peace. For those on Facebook, a reminder, give us a prayer request. We're going to take some prayer requests here locally and see what's been going on. It's running hot. Tom, I'm going to hand this off to you, my friend. What have you been up to? Huh? Anything exciting? Of course you have been. You're always doing things that are exciting.
Well, our one fellow that had had cancer, he finally passed. And he's at peace now. And I have a blessing because this will be the second Christmas I've had with my biological brother.
Really? Well, I remember, would you give us a quick summary on that? Because when did you get reunited?
At a funeral.
Of all places.
Yes. I knew my biological name, so I kept waiting to see if anybody's name would come up. And I had had three uncles that had passed. And when I saw it in the newspaper, the funerals had already been over. And then I found one with my aunt. And that was in 2 days. So I went to the funeral. And I knew the minister and funeral director, they were Masons, and they said, "Do you know these people?" And I said, "Never met them before." He said, "Well, why are you here?" And I explained why. So at the end of the service, he brought up that her nephew, her biological nephew, was here. Well, my brother's name is Tom also. So everybody started looking around. Well, yeah, Tom's here. So it was just very coincidental. And there are so many things that we have in common. We even had a long-haired miniature doxy, black, and we had both named them the same thing.
You were twins, were you?
Baron von Knight. No, he's 9 years younger than I am.
That's awesome.
The meals are the same. He's always lived on the east side of Hamilton. I've always lived on the west side.
Yeah.
He was Garfield. I was Taft. We eat at the same Frisch's.
Amazing.
On the west side. Because he doesn't like the east side Frisch's. But this will be our second Christmas together.
That's fantastic.
And it's just unbelievable.
That is really good.
Especially when I was an only child for 74 years.
Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yep. What a huge blessing. Thanks for sharing with that, brother. Appreciate that. Hi, Mom.
Howdy. I am requesting, we're going to go to see Susie in Springfield with Zach and the kids. Dan and I, so
it's road trip.
Road trip. So
when are you going?
26th to the 29th. 26th. Yeah. 26th so 29th. Just traveling okay. Mercies. So
amen.
Amen.
Absolutely. Dad's still doing well?
Well, that there's an unspoken request for Dad, okay?
All right, then.
Yeah.
Got it. Steven.
Hey.
Oh, he knows how to use mic.
Okay. Good?
Good.
Okay.
How are your parents?
They're doing okay, as well as they can be.
Okay.
For being in their 70s. Yeah. Well, I'm actually glad that I just finished my classes last week. And
finished?
Yes, I'm finally done.
Fantastic.
Right now, I just only have that one final class to take care of over the last 4 months. And, my pills have been coming in finally. I'm back up to at least a six-month... I've got a new doctor, and he's actually much better than my last doctor. And I think my pill schedule is going to be much better long-term now. And I've got about 4 months left on this... my college, then I'll graduate. And the other great thing I'd like to report is I'm about 150 pages up on my script that I'm still writing. And of course, I'll probably have to add another 50 pages before I'm definitively done, and then I gotta rewrite it a little bit. Then I gotta work on three more movies before I I gotta write three more scripts.
Now, who told you need to write all that stuff? So the experts or what?
No, it's sort of like a way of saying, well, if I actually have to sell this thing, and if it becomes a franchise, it's got to be all in the can before it.
You're writing the sequels then.
Yeah, I'm already writing it all out ahead of time so that if it doesn't become a franchise, it's all in the can. You don't have to do anything.
Well, this timing will work out nicely. You got another 4 months, you said, left to totally get done with the school, right?
Yes.
So you got another 4 months to get your script done. He plans on going out to California.
And then, but I don't know. But I gotta get a better job first to pay so that I can go out there. Okay. So it's a little bit of a long-term plan.
That's right. Well, God,
but it's not going to be a... overnight thing. I'm not going to go in 4 months. I got to basically find a better job first, and then I can save up the money to finally do that.
Nice.
So I got to. It's one step in front of the other, and I got to basically pay off my credit card bill. And that's. Yep. I'm sure everybody can relate, but I got to pay it off. I don't want a car payment. I don't want a house.
Good for you.
I don't want to get married. I just want a destination. How's that?
Well, it's good to have plans, good to have visions.
Yeah.
It's awesome, my friend.
Yeah.
We're lifting you up. Because it's good to have dreams. Speaking of dreams, how are your dreams there, Bruce?
Nightly.
Nightly. Good for you. Not many people can say that.
No, I had somewhat of a blessing last night when we went to Dartown to work with the group over there. Afterwards, they were getting ready to do their weekly Bible study that's led by a guy that I knew from
Chris.
Grace. Yeah. Chris Jordan. And his mother, who was the secretary for the whole time I was at Grace, she was there, a bunch of other people. So I got to see some people I haven't seen literally in years. And
you get to see him again next Wednesday too.
And hopefully, good Lord willing, we'll see him again next Wednesday.
Absolutely, you will. You will. Good. Any prayer requests over here? Joys? Things you're happy about? Things to pray for? You want snow?
No. I'm just trying to get all my Christmas things in order and. Looking forward to Christmas this year, especially.
So peace amongst the chaos of Christmas. How's that?
I'm looking forward to it because I have two great-grandbabies this year that'll be
fantastic.
9 months old at Christmas, so they'll be. Christmas is so much more fun with
children
and small children.
You said are both of them about the same age? You said
they were both born in March, about 10 days apart.
Wow!
So I'm looking forward to
now,
that.
Now, do you remember the days? March what? I'm a March baby is why I'm asking. It's only been 9 months, Greg. I mean, come on.
Okay. It's in my calendar. No,
good for you.
I don't remember it in my mind.
That's good.
We've made a decision to downsize, and we're building a new property. So
nice.
We've got all that stress and excitement and aggravation ahead of us. So
building a new home. You bought some land, I guess, and you're just...
No, we just bought a patio home with a small lot.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
In Ross. So
nice.
We had good news today. They were actually working on the road, so to get ready to put the house in. So we won't be moving till the middle of next year, probably. So
that's good. That's good. Not a big rush then. You don't have to worry about your house suddenly sells and you're going to get pushed out.
Downsizing, exactly. That's good. How it's working.
Our house sold.
Yeah,
our house is sold.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Your house is sold, but you're not going to move out for like another 6 months?
No.
You got to tell me how you did this.
The realtor that is the developer had a person that wanted to see my house.
Right.
And I kept telling him, no, no, no. And you had the flea market down here in October.
Uh-huh, right.
And I said, I can't. I'm getting ready for the flea market. I can't. I got this to do and that to do. Finally, the end of October, I said, okay, they can come see it. They're a young couple that live in Ross.
Okay.
And so they came on October 25th, and the next day they had put an offer. And by Friday of that week, we had a done deal.
Wow.
And they were going to close in March.
Right.
And I told the realtor, the developer, I am not moving twice. I'm not living out of a pod.
Yep.
I am not going to live in a camper. I'm not doing that.
Indeed.
So he helped write the deal.
Excellent.
And they initially said they would close in March and we'd have to pay rent after 60 days.
Yeah.
And we countered with some things. They came back, gave us a little more money, and took the rent off the table. So when my house is done, and we move. So those poor people can't sell their house
until
we get closer to the move. But that's their problem. That's
true.
Not my problem. So
true. That's neat.
So it just kind of fell into place.
That's awesome.
I mean, obviously it was meant to be is what the way I look at it.
Amen.
I mean, somebody was looking out for us.
That's
the way
good.
It was.
That's good.
Go.
Yeah, well, you probably heard Pastor Larry is moving, and his he had his house on the market. How many was it? Like 2 days or something? You know, so I mean, everything.
I never made it to the market.
You win.
Oh, yours didn't even go to the market. Good for you.
For those keeping score, they said it never made it to the market. So.
Never
in my yard. Oh, we can put a sign in your yard.
Yeah, we'll put a sign in your yard. That's right. That's right. Well, I bet Brandon's excited that school's done for the calendar year.
School is, yeah. Actually, yeah, I don't have to go back until next year. no, I have one assignment to finish before tomorrow night, and then classes start back up the 3rd of January. It's a 3-week sprint course. And then once that's done, I'll have 2 classes for a regular semester in the spring, and then fall goes well, I'm done.
Did you say 3rd of January? Like the Friday before the wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, like one class or?
It's online.
Oh, it's online. Okay.
Yeah. I fought that hard. I fought that hard. I do not like online classes.
All right.
But yeah, once the spring semester's over.
Bruce is making sure we clarify. Not Brandon's wedding. Brandon and Melody
are not
singing
mine.
At a wedding and at the reception on January 4th.
Yeah.
And I get to tag along.
Yeah. Abby, if you're listening, that sounded horrible, didn't it?
No, Abby, surprise.
easy. Am I on camera?
You know, so Christmas time is a pretty common time that rings get passed out, but that's all right.
Don't give her ideas. Don't give her ideas.
I'm just making a statement of fact. I'm not giving any ideas.
But yeah, no, after the spring semester, which ends early May, I should be done with school for a while.
Early May?
And by that, nice. But I have to wait until December for the diploma. They won't sign it until December.
Yes.
So,
the world of the college world, yes.
Oh, well.
Indeed. Nice.
That's my story, and I'm sticking
to it.
That's
your story. Good. Scott, gravity?
I'll drop the mic. Mic drop.
I would just like this house project of mine to come to completion.
Uh-huh.
That started in June.
Agreed.
But the good news is I think the more times you do something, the better it must get, because these guys have to be really good then.
Okay, you've heard it said that practice makes perfect.
I definitely believe that they practiced on my house.
Okay, I once heard Kevin Welsh, the guy who's played. You haven't met him, though. He usually plays drums here when you're not on Christmas Eve. But he said that to me once. He said, "You've heard it said that practice makes perfect, right?" I said, "Yeah, I've heard that." He said, "No. Practice brings improvement."
Oh.
It's like,
a different one. My private teacher for tuba always said practice makes permanent.
Practice makes permanent. That's what your tuba teacher told you.
It's wrong.
Because if you practice it wrong, you practice it wrong, it's okay. I'm with you. All right. We got it. Cool. Anything else, my friend? Looking good, huh?
After December 28th, it's my last year in the 40s.
December 28th, really? December 28th. Bruce, I hear you. You're too young. Okay. So, no, actually, so here's something that you've never heard from me. It's because December 28th actually has a special day in my heart also, but not... and not quite in the same fashion, okay? And when I say, we'll go ahead and get in our circle here. But December 28th in 1987, I was in a head-on collision in the icy snow over by Fernald coming down 126. And by the grace of God, all I had was a little bump on the knee, you know, that came out of it. But I can tell you, in that era, my faith was and trust was not with God like it is now, okay? It is what it is. So, yeah, December 28th, he says, huh? Okay, that's so.
I'll be 35 on
Sunday. Oh, really? 35 on Sunday? We have a lot of birthdays happening here. A lot of December birthdays. Okay, these are good things. Here, I'll just do this right here. These are good things. All right, we got a good-sized circle. All right, that's awesome. Well, here we are again, Thursday. So, Lord, I thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this time of fellowship, this gathering. Thank you, Lord, for your peace to come upon all those that seek you, and especially those, Lord, that are, or this is just a really rough time of year for different reasons, for the loss of loved ones during this time, or at any time for that matter, because this might just be a first holiday season, a Christmas time they're going through where they just don't have that loved one anymore, and it's hard, but for those of us who believe, we know that we will get to see them again with you in a paradise. So we thank you, Lord, for that great gift. Thank you, Lord, for what was shared with us this evening in John 17, how Jesus prays for us. It just brings affirmation that Jesus is the Son of God and Jesus is love in the flesh. These are good and great and beautiful things. Lord, I'm lifting up Peter's sister. All right, Peter's sister. Yeah, she's in school to be a nurse, and Lord, we just thank you for great blessings for her. As everything she hears, she sees, she learns, she just collects and understands, and just has with full recollection. She just does awesome and well. Thank you, Peter, for thinking of her and lifting her up, and also for Peter, Lord, just great blessings of peace and joy and provisions. And the like for him, Lord. We thank you that these things are good and these things happen. Lord, I'm lifting up all the young people that soon will be participating in the upcoming Northern Lights Emmaus boys' flights and girls' flights. The girls' flight is first in January, the boys' is in February. And Lord, there's not a whole lot signed up yet, but you know who's going to be there. So I thank you that those come along. And for walks that we're trying to get scheduled in the spring for the adults, for all for the Emmaus community. These are good. Lord, I thank you for your patience that surpasses all understanding. Because Lord knows Scott's patience has been tried to the nth degree. But I thank you, Lord, that you're keeping him sane. And because I know that every worldly bone in his body wants to do things that you know are not right, and he knows are not right. And thank you, Lord, that he's being obedient. But practice does bring improvement. But Lord, let's get practice to bring perfection for this project. So I thank you, Lord, that you just put your supernatural hand involved wherever it needs to be, just to get this done, and to the satisfaction of all. So I thank you, Lord, for that grace and mercy. Lord, I'm thanking you just for your peace, among this, amongst the chaos. Because it does get a little crazy through, especially through this thing. It can get crazy all the time, but especially this time of year, everybody feels like so many things need to be done when a lot of times it's just being there, just being with family and friends is like you showed us, like Jesus showed us. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm just thank you for great joys. Bruce meeting up with people. Tom meeting up with his brother again, second year. That's fantastic. So that's so good. And I thank you, Lord, for all those that Tom ministers to through the guardianship and for the man that has died here recently. And we know there's more because Lord, we know your hand is in it. We just thank you for your peace that just brings it all through. Travel mercies, Lord, for all who are going to be traveling, especially for Mom and Dad, and unspoken requests and for Dad. Lord, you know the healing and things he needs. Thank you that classes are kind of winding down here for the calendar year, but getting all caught back up for you, Stephen, and for Brandon. And Melody, I think, is going to be home on Friday, which will be awesome. Be good to have her back from Dayton. Because our God, you're faithful. He is good. He is good indeed. Just great joy. So thank you, Lord, for your peace. We have this group coming in on Sunday. Thank you, Lord, that this doesn't feel or become like entertainment for people, that they truly are just touched by God, you know, through good music and people with hearts to share the love. So I thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. Anybody want to add anything else? Join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. For those of you hanging out on Facebook, glad you could be here with us. Gosh, what is next Thursday? Yeah, I'll be here next Thursday too, by golly. We'll be here next Thursday because Christmas is on Wednesday, so I'll be here. We'll be here. So have an awesome and amazing time. Make sure you keep the stress low. Give it all to Jesus. Remember, your healing belongs to you because what Jesus was done. Have an awesome and amazing week.